This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We are encouraged in God's Word, Psalm 46:10, to be still and know that I am God. Consider with me this impact statement. What's involved in being still? What does it mean to know that God is God? To start, let me suggest you do what Jesus told his disciples in Mark 6:31, to come apart to a solitary, quiet place with him to rest. That's not easy to do in our noise-polluted world. When you look at the context of Psalm 46:10, it's clear that everything around the people of God was in chaos. Nations around them were at war and Israel was being threatened. But God was presented as their refuge. Take a moment to stop, pause, reflect, and take notice. That's what the psalmist means when he says, "Be still." In the midst of the turmoil, there is God. He is working out his purposes in and through the nations. This is similar to what Habakkuk described in his prophecy. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. In that context, God was preparing and predicting that a godless nation was going to come and wreak havoc on the people of God. This was to discipline them for their compromises. But in his time, he was also going to deal justly with the godless nation. Pause and reflect as you go through the fiery furnace of testing and purifying. Be still and notice what God's about. He is God and has the prerogative to do what he determines is best to accomplish his purpose among the nations and also in your life. He will be exalted in the earth. Don't jump to conclusions. Be still and know that God is God.